relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Yes, we're going to break the rules because we can, and because you are the most important thing here, the listeners, the callers to America First. But let's listen, before we do that, to somebody who wants to take her nation back. This is a mother from the state of Georgia who's had enough with the masks and with the people on the school board who are just listening to that little fascist Fauci. Video cut 11, play cut.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing. Social, emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here. And she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child. And I know what I'm going to be met with. But Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC. We did elect leaders who do create policy. We elected the five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 year old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6-year-old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
Hooray. Brava, Miss Taylor of Georgia. Mr. G, let's find that woman. Let's get her on the show. She's absolutely right. Nobody elected Fauci. Nobody elected anybody at the CDC. It's your job, if you're a local school board representative, to get those kids back to school and rip the masks off. It's inhuman. It's abusive. What a great... That's America. That's what we need more of. Let's go to the calls, 833-33-GORKA. There's only one line open. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Wisconsin, line 2. Jerry, welcome to America First.
Hi. I applaud the vote by the House on D.C. having statehood. People in D.C. aren't second-class citizens. They shouldn't be denied the right to representation. And it's not unconstitutional. All the Constitution says is that there should be a federal district 10 miles square.
Absolutely wrong, Jerry. Miles. Jerry, read the Constitution. Read Article 1. I have. It's Article 1. It's Section 8, Clause 17. What does it say, Jerry? You tell me.
Show me where it says it bans the Washington Party.
Do you know what our founding fathers said? Stop talking, Jerry. You're filibustering. Put him down. So, Jerry, I'm going to ask a very simple question. What did our founding fathers say? What did James Madison say about the District of Columbia and its special status? Do you know anything to answer that question? Give me just a little answer.
What the Constitution says.
No, Jerry, you've said that before. I asked you a question. No, you don't know what it says. You don't know anything about the District
right,
of Columbia.
I know what it says.
You don't know anything about the 1801 Organic Act of the District of Columbia. What is the logic of Article 1, Section 8? Explain it to me.
The Constitution states that the federal district should be no more than 10 miles
no,
square.
No, shut up with the size
miles.
Of it, you cretin.
I'm telling you what the Constitution says.
You're actually lying right now instead of in front of 3 million people. The logic of that section, which you clearly haven't read of the Constitution, is that no one state should have exclusive power over federal government, and that is why the District of Columbia was created, not as a state, to make sure that no one state could control federal government. The fact that you don't know that means that you're a Democrat.
Thank you, goodbye.
God, these people just think if they talk and talk and talk, that somehow say, yeah, that's what the Constitution says. You're a cretin. Let's go to Virage, California, waiting patiently, line 5.
Dr. Gorka, hi. I'm a first-generation immigrant from Soviet Armenia and a PhD candidate in public policy. These are nothing new to me. These are all
What is not new to you?
This left agenda that they're trying to destroy this country, accountability, racism, diversity, equity, these are all the words coming out of the Marx and Lenin. These are all, they have been practicing this in Soviet Union and they did not succeed. So now they're trying to enforce us that us choose to be here, to live in liberty. And this is the only true revolution by people. The American Revolution was the only true revolution, in my opinion. And millions of people that migrated from Soviet Union to this country, we are trying to fight for American people. And and I just want to tell this to Jerry. Jerry, go to Hillsdale College and take some constitutional classes. That is good for your American.
Viraj, what a great call. God bless you. Yeah, I think Jerry's hopeless, but maybe somebody can give him, it's free, a subscription to In Primus, the fabulous monthly publication from Hillsdale. Stay on the line, my friend. What a great call. As somebody who escaped Armenia, you know what the perversion of language really means. And what did he say? The only true revolution was the American one. It definitely wasn't the French one, and it definitely wasn't the French one. And the Hungarian one, well, that was crushed after 11 days by the Soviets. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Great, great call. Let's go to waiting very patiently, Jerry in Minneapolis. Jerry, welcome to America First.
Oh, Terry?
Yes, Terry, it's you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Can you get, if you're on a speakerphone, can you get off the speakerphone?
Okay, sure will.
Why do people think speakerphones are okay on radio? They're not! Carry on, Jerry.
All right. My question was, I mean, this Bryant that was killed in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
I mean, if this police officer would have just stood by and let that other girl in the paint get stabbed, wouldn't he be called racist for that also?
Of course. Of course.
I mean, like, it's a catch-22. There's no getting away from it.
It's a catch-22 from the point of view of what the left is going to do. But we're just going to say it straight. That cop is amazing. I mean, moving targets, one of them with a 10-inch blade, and he takes the shot and he takes down the person who's going to kill the other girl, other black girl, by the way. That guy should be given a medal. He shouldn't be threatened by cretins like LeBron James. But, Jerry, of course, you nailed it. If he hadn't taken action, that would have been the problem. The fact that he saved that black girl. Well, there is no win-win, but that's because they don't live in the real world. Thank you, Jerry. Let's go to Antoinette, California, line 3. Welcome back, Antoinette. How are your rallies going?
You know, they're going really, really well. Our supporters have been there religiously, and thank you for asking, Dr. G.
Good. What was your last one like?
You know what? There were more people due to, you know, someone actually from way up in Pacific Palisades, which is in the west part of L.A., heard me talking on America First and was going to join us. So there's, you know, it's getting out there that we go on our Fridays to Pacific Coast Highway and MacArthur Boulevard. But we're going to change things a little up, okay?
Go ahead. So tell everybody listening right now, what's going to happen this Friday, Antoinette?
We're not going to come to our block tomorrow at our corner. We're going to do these every other Friday now from this day forward. So tomorrow we're going to take a break. But starting April 30th, which is next Friday, we're going to be there. And then May 14th, May 28th, and so forth. So every other Friday, not every Friday, from 4 till 6 p.m. at MacArthur Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway.
Okay. Fabulous. I'm writing it down. Guys, if you want to stand up for the voiceless, if you want to give strength to those who feel intimidated, please join Antoinette every other Friday, not tomorrow, but next week, 4 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. California time, Pacific Coast Highway and the corner of MacArthur Boulevard. That's how we change things, by showing people, even in California, that they will not win. Back after these messages. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
If Dr. Fauci can prove that people who are vaccinated are spreading the disease, I will listen to him. If he can prove that people like me who have already had it are spreading the disease, I'll listen to him. But there is no evidence of that. If you want more people to get vaccinated, Joe Biden should go on national TV, take his mask off, and burn it. Light a torch to it and burn his mask and say, I've had the vaccine. I am now safe from this plague. If you'll get the vaccine, you can be safe too.
I think you'll get a lot of eyeballs. Be great theater. Sleepy Creepy burning his mask. Not going to happen. But the point from Senator Rand Paul is absolutely... Oh, by the way, he's a doctor. Is correct. If you've had it like I have, like he has, there is no vaccine that can give you more antibodies than actually recovering from the coronavirus. If you've had the vaccine, why are you wearing a mask, you science deniers? All of you, the whole Biden cabinet. Back to your calls in a second, but here is... I don't have any background information on this. It's a fascinating story, and I feel you need to know it. We need to inform you. The post-millennial Andy Knows outfit is doing some great work. Here's Noah David Alter. Get ready for this story. U.S. Postal Service is running, quote, covert operations program to monitor Americans' social media. Analysts with the United States Postal Inspection Service, Internet Covert Operations Program, ICOP, well, that's catchy, monitored significant activity regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically on March 20th, 2021. Read a government bulletin. Locations and times have been identified for these protests, which are being distributed online across multiple social media platforms to include, and this is a direct quote, right-wing-leaning Parler and Telegram accounts. Not left-wing-leaning, not crazy radicals who say knife fights are cool or that we're revolutionaries. No, right-leaning Parler accounts. ICOP analysts, the quote continues, are currently monitoring these social media channels for any potential threats stemming from the scheduled protests and will disseminate intelligence updates as needed. When asked about the program, the U.S. Postal Service confirmed the importance of their law enforcement arm. Quote, official statement. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service is the primary law enforcement, crime prevention, and security arm of the U.S. Postal Service. Why does the U.S. Postal Service need a security arm as well as law enforcement, as well as crime prevention? That's just creepy. The Internet Covert Operations Program is a function within the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, which assesses threats to Postal Service employees and its infrastructure by monitoring publicly available open source information. Is that why you are paying your taxes? To have post office employees spy on your social media? Okay. I wanted to share that. We will dig deeper. Let's go to Kevin in Baltimore, line one.
Hi, Dr. Corkum. It's an honor to speak with you.
It's very kind. I've been addicted
to talk radio since the 80s, maybe even before Rush maybe went national. And I have... I have no kids, no children, but I've been a big fan of homeschooling. So here we go, you know, since this lockdown, 13 months ago occurred, we got all these conservatives, you know, many conservatives, well known, as you know, and the same as me, they're saying, we got to open the schools. And then 15 minutes later, they're saying, these government schools are left-wing indoctrination centers. And let me tell you, I've heard a lot of like parents of like of high school graduates saying that, man, I wish I would have homeschooled my kids. You know, I couldn't afford a good private school, which, you know, a lot of the private schools, as you know, are woke too. But it's kind of strange that, you know, within the same half hour, you know, people are saying it's terrible. These schools are closed. And then they'll say, these schools are terrible because they're left-wing, anti-American indoctrination centers. So it's I don't know. I think, like I said, I don't have any kids, but this is the greatest argument for homeschooling. And most,
well, it is. It is, Kevin. But both of the things you say can be true at the same time. And the reason people I want to have the schools back open is very simple. Even the vaunted CDC, Kevin, you know, the CDC that we must worship, issued a report under the lockdown when they found that last June, 25% of American adolescents contemplated suicide because of the lockdown. Yes, the schools are indoctrination camps for the most part, but we can't have our children kill themselves. So you've got to have priorities. Schools are needed for socialization. We need to get the kids back in the schools, and then we can fix them. Why? Because, Kevin, like you, I love homeschooling. Great idea. But how many Americans are going to homeschool their kids, Kevin?
That's the problem. I mean, like I say, I'm speaking as an outsider. But
no, I got it. I got it. But answer my question. How many parents can homeschool?
I think more should.
No, that's not the question. Kevin, you're not listening. You're not listening. How many parents can homeschool their children?
I think probably more than you think. I'm not talking about chemistry or like
Kevin,
that.
Kevin, you got to be at home, okay? The days of a one-income family household where the mother or the father can stay home and all the bills are paid and the mortgage is paid on time and the other parent can stay home doesn't exist anymore. So God bless the homeschoolers. If 10% of America homeschooled their kids, that would be amazing. But it's not the case. So here's what you do strategically. And this is the art of strategy. You've got to choose which things are more important than other things. And number one is get our kids socializing again. Get them to be playing with each other, playing in the playgrounds, in the schoolrooms. Then we can fix them. Like that incredible woman you heard, Miss Taylor. She should be on the school board. So first things first, the mental health. Not the education, the simple mental health of our children must be protected by opening the schools without the masks. Then, and only then, can we start to fix them. And in the meantime, great. Homeschooling, love it. Those who can, do it. And we'll be all the better for it as a nation. Thank you, Kevin. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy this program, if you enjoy our Salem co-hosts, please support the people who make our shows possible. This isn't NPR. This is a free market enterprise. One of the greatest is Mike Lindell. They're trying to crush his company, boycott his goods. Go straight to his website, mypillow.com. And you'll get up to 66% off with my name, his amazing products. Support Mike today. Call 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. First things first, Relief Factor. It's real. It works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Amazing words. And there's only one way to find out if you could be the next Reggie. Order the 3-week quick starter pack today at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them today. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. The only thing you've got to lose is the pain. ReliefFactor.com.
I mean, it seems to me, in a situation, this is what it looked like to me, and I've looked at the tape and I still can't figure it out. Shoot the gun in the air as a warning, tase a person, shoot them in the leg, shoot them in the behind, you know, stop them somehow. But if the only solution is to kill a teenager, there's something wrong with this. There's something very, very wrong.
I don't know if our next guest has a deep understanding of matters tactical. I do know he has a very good taste in cigars. But I'm going to ask him the question anyway. He is the senior fellow for the National Center for Public Policy Research, also with Project 21. Horace Cooper, can I ask you, what do you think would have happened to that other young black girl who was just about to be stabbed if the police officer had just, I don't know, shot his gun in the air?
So apparently if you frighten people, with a discharge of a firearm, those who are in the process of committing felonious acts will be startled and they'll stop. I don't know where this class was taught, because that's actually the opposite of what ends up happening. The reason that you actually have to shoot to kill is you have to shoot to stop. You know, when I used to teach my class, I would explain something about
what class? What class? Tell our listeners. We need to know what was Horace teaching.
So I taught legislative process, constitutional law, and the modern Supreme Court confirmation process. And in my legislative process, I taught all about how legislatures make rules and what the impact of these rules might be. And I said, so for instance, what if you decided that you were concerned about the violence that occurs when banks are being robbed? If you make it unlawful to discharge your weapon to protect a bank from being robbed, guess what? You'll likely limit the number of shootings that occur when the bank is being robbed. Meanwhile, the number of bank robbings is likely to just skyrocket.
Explode.
And escalate.
Right, right.
But you could at least limit the number of firearm discharges. When I just heard that segment, I was reminded of this. You can, in fact, minimize the likelihood that an officer is going to shoot a felon. What you will get in exchange is the successful completion of felonious acts. And if those lead to death, well, that's going to be sort of the cost of doing business.
So here's here's the left-wing math. Less cops using guns, more people being murdered. Thank you for that translation. That is an eminently clarifying moment. But I have to ask you, there's this, I don't know, civil rights icon who is famous for climbing a flagpole in the Carolinas called Bree Newsom. And she said this, and I just, you know, she's black, so maybe that gives her authority to say this. Teenagers have been fighting, including with knives, for eons. We don't need police to address that situation. Horace.
I wanted to laugh again if it weren't so sad and pitiful. In other words, let them work it out. Just let them fight. They're using knives. Oh, they stab each other. They kill each other. They seriously wound one another. Let them work it out. That's far better than actually telling the one who's doing the attacking that they can't.
So is this potentially the real definition of equity, Horace?
Well, I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks left Alabama, a civil rights icon. Nothing that happened to her compared to what would ultimately happen when she moved to Michigan. The Klan, the Democrats who were in elected office, the governor, none of the people did anything to her the same way that hoodlums who broke into her house late when she was in her 70s and beat her to the point of putting her in a hospital. This is what we're saying.
Yeah,
we're saying it is better for those hoodlums to feel free from any constraints whatsoever. No risk that they might be shot. No risk that they might be injured. And of course, by the way, when we stop threatening to injure them when they carry out the act in flagrante, we are now going to move to the conversation about, well, why are we punishing them afterwards?
We're going to talk about that momentarily, but we do love the fact that he must be a former professor of law because he used the word in flagrante. Follow him and his colleagues at Project 21 News, author of How Donald Trump is Making Black America Great Again. Horace Cooper will be with us after these messages. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
This work is long overdue. America has a long history of systemic racism. Black Americans, and black men in particular, have been treated throughout the course of our history as less than human.
Less than human systemic racism. We're going to ask our guest what he thinks about it. But first, a little light entertainment that you should enjoy, that you deserve. Mike Lindell's done it again, executive producer of a new movie. You've got to check it out through SalemNow.com. It's Church People, starring Stephen Baldwin and Thor Ramsey. A comedy, a faith-based comedy about a youth pastor who gets embroiled in a crazy scheme by his church leaders, and he has to save his reputation and get back to the mission of spreading the good word from the good book. Church People, available through us. Stream it tonight. Have a break. Enjoy it. It's Mike Lindell. You'll be laughing out loud. SalemNow.com. Church People is the movie, and the promo code for extra discounts, well, you know what it is. It's Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, SalemNow.com, Church People, promo code Gorka. So I feel so dirty when I do this, Horace. I feel like I'm playing their identity politics. But you've been such a good supporter of the show. You're such a clear thinker and committed to the truth. I'm just going to put it out there. Kamala Harris says we are institutionally racist as a nation. Is that true?
Well, of course it's not true. But guess what it's reminiscent of?
What?
It's reminiscent of what we would have seen in the 1920s, the 1930s, even as late as the 1950s, by many elected officials who were committed to a racially separatist agenda. It was okay and, in fact, encouraged that we speak about certain groups in certain ways. In this case, both Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris have been continually castigating white America and, in the process, attacking all of America in a way that looks a lot like what we would have seen, as I said, during the Jim Crow era.
And when you have a black sportsman with a net worth of about $250 million post the photograph of the police officer who saved that black girl by shooting the knife-wielding crazy and saying, "You're next, TikTok, TikTok." What does that do for race relations, Horace?
Well, absolutely. Again, this is the kind of thing that we saw. There were many, many instances. The Scottsboro Boys,
yes,
is a famous case involving nine black kids who were falsely charged. But look at all of the elected officials all around who manipulated. I want people to just remember the O.J. Simpson case. What if the governor, a Republican, Pete Wilson, had said when O.J. Simpson was accused and charged with the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Golden? What if he had said, "I am going to see to it that we hold this guy accountable"? What if he contacted his attorney general, Dan Lundgren, a Republican, and said, "I want you to recruit some of the highest profile law firms that you can, and I want them to donate their legal services. If we're talking $5 million or $10 million, money should be no object. They should all agree. Instead of allowing him to move his trial to Los Angeles, let's force it to be held in Brentwood.
Yeah.
This would have been an astronomical change if the governor and the attorney general all came together with elites, lawyers, and corporations to make sure that this person is convicted. It is dangerous. It is not due process. And if O.J. Simpson, a murderer, gets due process, how about Derek Chauvin, who's actually charged with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter? The charges against him were equally meritorious of full due process. They should have allowed a venue change. They should never have allowed a settlement. Could you imagine in the middle of the O.J. Simpson trial, we suddenly announce that there's been a settlement or a payment or a judgment in terms of O.J. Simpson's culpability?
For $27 million. Yeah, incredible, which happened just now with Derek Chauvin. Horace, I'm going to ask the tough question. We're talking to Horace of Project 21 and also senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Are the community leaders of Black America doing enough to stop and to face down the neo-segregationists like Kamala and Biden?
So what we're seeing is not what the leaders are doing. What we're seeing is what the rank and file are doing. When we finally unpack the 2020 election, what we're going to see is a record number of Black Americans supported liberty, freedom, and independence, and by doing so, voting for Donald Trump and voting for conservatives in Congress. What we're also seeing is, overwhelmingly, they tell us again and again, Black Americans say we want more law enforcement, not less. And we're seeing Black Americans line up, going to the local gun store and picking up a firearm to protect themselves because they sense that the local governments are not going to do it for them.
But is it enough? Is it enough if the leaders aren't doing it, just the rank and file, Horace?
Well, I learned this a long time ago. You can try leading all you want. If you can't get the people to follow you, there is no success. You had to cheat in 2020, and if people don't understand that, that's what I was getting at. You had to cheat in 2020, and the reason you had to cheat is if you cannot get 80-plus percent of Black America to support the left has no chance in the national elections.
That's why they had to cheat, and now we can say it because we're not on YouTube. We are a First Amendment-friendly platform. It's called Rumble.com. If you're not subscribed, do it today. All our segments, amazing guests like Horace Cooper, Rumble.com/SebGorka, SebGorka, as well as our website, SebGorka.com. Check out his book, How Donald Trump is Making Black America Great Again. Thank you, Horace. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
We spent the day hearing from quite a few old college classmates, in some cases people we've been out of touch with for 30 years. It was nice, but here was the occasion for it. Jeff Bezos had one of his minions, a mentally unbalanced middle-aged man called Eric Wempel, pull our dusty college yearbook and call around to see if we'd done anything naughty at the age of 19. That sounds like fun. Let us know if you hear any good stories. But before Bezos drops any more of his billions on opposition research, you should know that it will not affect any election outcome. This is a news show. It's not a political campaign. No one here is running for anything or plans to. On the other hand, if Jeff Bezos wants to come over to reminisce about 1987 on this show, he's always welcome anytime.
1987. I was 16. Is he older than me? Is it possible? That was Tucker Carlson. It reminds me of when I was in the... Why isn't he running for office? They kind of ruled it out. Did he say, we're not even concerned. Nobody here is running for office. Come on. Could be fun. How about governor of California? That would be a giggle. I remember when I was in the White House, when I took, you know, center stage to defend the president's travel moratorium. Oh, man. Bezos, his buddies, ABC, you name it, Washington Post. How about this? They sent a reporter to Europe I lived in a village with my wife and my young children in Hungary. The town, it's actually really a village where the Catholic University was allowed to reestablish itself after the communists took all their property in downtown Budapest. And I loved the idea that in the village, on the same street, you could go to kindergarten and to college all the way as a Catholic. They had everything on the same street. So that's where we moved to. They sent a quote-unquote journalist all the way to this village outside Budapest to ask my neighbors, what's Gorka really like? People who I hadn't seen in a decade. But that's how desperate they are. It's called the politics of personal destruction. But what does it really demonstrate? What does it prove? What is it evidence of? It's evidence that they're losing. It's evidence that they're desperate. Why? Because if they have to go to those lengths, it's because they can't beat you on the substance. They can't win on the arguments. It's like Horace said. He kind of unpacked it at the end there. That's why they had to cheat last year. That's why they had to steal it. But we're wise to you now. But it's still up to us. Going to clean up the GOP, make sure they're going to fight, and then my old boss is going to make that decision that I think it's a good bet he's going to make. I'm Sebastian Gorka, host of America First and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. Sundays, 7 Eastern, re-air, 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to DVR it or watch it live. This is the Salem Radio Network. Stay frosty.